This is Max Green, reporter at Becker's Hospital Review. Today I'm pleased to be joined by Dr. Dick Sinise and Dr. Patrick Robinson. Dr. Sinise serves as the Vice President of Academic Affairs and Chief Academic Officer for Capella University, and Dr. Robinson is the Dean of the School of Nursing and Health Sciences for Capella University. Today we'll be discussing workforce preparedness, specifically the RN to BSN degree pathway. Dr. Sinise and Dr. Robinson, thank you for taking the time to speak with me to share your expertise with our readers.
It's great to be here.
Most welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
So to start, I'm going to kick this one off to Patrick. As hospitals and health systems are looking to increase the number of bachelor's prepared nursing for IOM recommendations or magnet status, what challenges are they facing?
Yeah, so the IOM, which is now known as the actual National Academy of Medicine as opposed to the Institute of Medicine, gathered all of the evidence in around 2010 that showed that the increasing education level of nursing staff actually ended up equating to decreased mortality within a hospital and also decreased morbidity or decreased complications from certain types of adverse outcomes from surgeries and disease states. So really that was 2010, and since that date, really the majority of the research has been done that actually shows that not only are those things true, but many other positive outcomes come as a result of increasing the number of baccalaureate prepared nurses. But it is a challenge. 80% was a stretch goal. So at the time, the Institute of Medicine actually put that report out, about 40% of nurses were actually prepared at the baccalaureate level or above. Today, that's closer to 50%. So we've made good strides, but we've got a long way to go. Some of the challenges that come in terms of reaching that goal, which of course is reaching, which actually means reaching the patient safety and quality care goals of the institution, have to do with affordability, access, and capacity primarily. The programs are not available, and if they are available, they're in a format that is not flexible enough for their nurses to actually take part in them, or they're at a cost that is prohibitive to either the employer reimbursement that is given or the actual financial abilities of the individual nurse who is looking to go back to school.
And how do you work with employers to help them meet those challenges head on?
Capella offers what I call a comprehensive and highly tailored employer solution. So we take great pride in our relationship with employers. And what we do is go into a healthcare institution and really spend some time getting to know them and seeing what their needs are. And we work with everything from multi-hospital comprehensive healthcare organizations with multi-sites across the country to small community hospitals, to insurance companies, and probably every other type of healthcare organization in between. So we have found that it's not a one-size-fits-all. In terms of specifically our RN to BSN program, although we don't customize the curriculum per se, we do get to know what parts of the curriculum are most valuable to that particular employer. And in doing that, we can actually map what we're doing to the specific outcomes that the institution is looking for. So we're able to report out from our curriculum what is important to the healthcare organization. In addition, we can start to incorporate exemplars like learning heuristics or examples that come from the particular institution. So if there is a particular high incidence disease or procedure or problem, challenge within an institution, there's no problem substituting that particular example into our courses. It doesn't change the end result of being able to assess the competency or achieving the program outcome. We also are highly nimble at adapting the operations of our program for employers, and we have a good track record of being very responsive to employers in terms of coming on site if they need it, providing town hall meetings, providing dedicated faculty, creating our curriculum around cohorts if that serves the institution well, allowing them to progress at their own pace if that serves them better. And finally, we work very hard with our employers to ensure that we are offering them an affordable price for their employees and that meets their particular needs in terms of what they might be able to afford in terms of employee assistance.
And it's my understanding that the FlexPath model is one of the unique ways that Capella enables meeting those objectives. Dr. Sinise, are you able to tell us a little bit about FlexPath?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I'm excited to. So as Patrick mentioned, we do try to be very flexible in meeting the needs of the employers. And FlexPath is really a new educational model that allows us to even go a step further in meeting the needs of working professionals like nurses who are working sporadic schedules, erratic schedules, etc. And so FlexPath is an educational model where we remove the constraint of time by and large. Most people who are hearing this podcast went to school, went to college where a 3-credit course meant you met 3 hours during the week and that you had related work during that specific week. So in a 10-week course, you may have gone through, let's imagine, 10 topics, and you had to take one topic per week because that's the way the syllabus was laid out. FlexPath allows you to complete the assignments and the assessments on your schedule at your time. All of our courses at Capella, including our FlexPath BSN program, are competency-based. So what we really focus on is your ability to demonstrate competencies through authentic assessment. And under the FlexPath model, we're able to allow you to do that on your time schedule within a 12-week period. So maybe something comes up and you're very busy for the first 2 weeks of that term. Well, you can start working later on in that term. Or you have a vacation or you have some extended available time. You're able to move faster during those weeks. FlexPath, it was approved by the Department of Education, and we were the first university in the country to be approved at both the graduate and undergraduate level to offer this kind of degree program. So we're very excited about it.
And Dr. Robinson, is there anything that you would like to add about FlexPath or how it's different from traditional nursing programs?
Sure. So all learners who come to a RN to BSN program are licensed professional nurses. So when you look at the history of how we used to transition those students, the actual call for baccalaureate education as the entry into practice is now 50 years old and actually probably predates that was the resolution passed by the American Nurses Association in 1965 that all nurses should hold at the minimum a baccalaureate degree. So getting to this point and getting nurses educated at the baccalaureate degree and above is not a new phenomenon. However, it's evolved. So it's evolved from when we used to make nurses go back who had a diploma or had an associate degree and take all of their courses, and including their clinical. We've progressed from there, and there's good articulation agreements between community colleges and four-year universities. But what FlexPath offers is, to me, a highly respectful way to approach the professional nurse and not making him or her be constrained to seat time or time online in terms of demonstrating what they already know. So for example, many of our learners in this program are highly experienced registered nurses. Some of them might already be nursing managers. They might be nurses in expanded clinical roles or maybe community health nurses. We have competencies related to all of those within our RN to BSN curricula. So now the nurse who has demonstrated those competencies can go right in, demonstrate that they are competent in that, and move on to what they don't know and spend time on it. Because spending time sort of tied to a computer learning something you already know is somewhat demoralizing. That's why I say this is a highly respectful way of teaching learning for nursing students. It also, because of the imperative that for safety and quality in our healthcare system, it is getting them to their goal at a much quicker pace in many cases than they would if they were constrained by that seat time. And of course, when that happens, it's also tied to a cost savings, which is also very important.
You know, I would just add that also learners in this program will have the opportunity to demonstrate mastery of those competencies. And let's say the first time through it, they find it difficult and they go back and they have to study some more and reread and learn a little bit more about the subject at hand, they're able to try again. And so we really believe in mastery education here as well in this model.
Yeah, I think that's the good point, is that this is not an easy model. We really are requiring students after this content. So they learn through doing. So there is the ability to kind of partially understand something and spend a little more time on it and really get to that mastery level. So it's a highly tailored type of education, and I think well suited to nursing.
And what kind of response have you seen from the education community regarding FlexPath? Either of you can feel free to take that one.
I think it's been really exciting. There's a great deal of interest in FlexPath. There's a great deal of interest in competency-based education. I know for myself, as the chief academic officer, I and others in academic affairs and the deans and faculty are constantly making presentations and talking to groups about it and how exciting it is. And I think the interest is there because there's so many people who want to go back to school, who want to complete another credential to advance in their career, but they just don't have the access to a format that allows them to do that, that offers a high-quality educational experience aligned to their professional goals. And FlexPath is such a unique way to do it that we're seeing a lot of excitement about it.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I've spent a lot of this fall season attending both major nursing education conferences and also some of the larger practice conferences where we have been able to actually talk about the FlexPath model for RN to BSN. And what I'm hearing resoundingly is that, well, this really does make sense. This really is a positive step forward for us. In the higher education community, I think what makes me proud about being a academic leader at Capella is we are on the forefront of transforming higher education. You know, I keep my feet in the world of healthcare and education, two industries that are desperately in need of transformation in terms of access, affordability, and quality and accountability in terms of outcomes. So I'm really proud to be part of a university that has taken that call to heart and leading the way, and to be recognized by both our accreditors and the Department of Education as being able to deliver on that transformation.
And from that standpoint of having that unique perspective, both healthcare and education, what are you seeing, trends, things that you think hospitals can do to better support their nurses as they seek higher education?
It's not going to happen automatically. I think that's the key. You know, we are all licensed the same. I, with a PhD, hold the same RN license as someone with an associate degree. The employers and healthcare organizations really have to be part of the motivation of their nurses to return to school. Now, the market is kind of fixing that in some places, meaning that because of the desire to truly focus on outcomes and because of what we do call the magnet recognition program, which does look at the education of nurses as a part of one of the criteria related to achievement of that at distinction. The market's taking care of that, but that's not universal. And what really has to happen is employers have to value it. Employers have to value it in terms of looking at pay differentials for higher education. I mean, money actually is a motivator. What is the point of going for a bachelor's degree if indeed you're going to be paid the same? It's all well and good to be focused on the outcomes of your patients, but it is a fairly significant investment for the individual. So supporting it, but also supporting it in terms of being very generous and finding the money in hospital and healthcare organization budgets to increase the amount of payment toward nurses seeking their advanced degrees. Well, also helping the nurses arrange their time so that they have the time to spend on their continuing education. Even the most flexible of degree programs only shifts where the time has to be spent. It doesn't necessarily completely obliterate it. You know, the constant pressure to work more, pick up extra shifts, that's probably not a way to ensure a highly educated workforce. So I think that combination of recognition and support for nurses is really the key to hospitals developing a system where nurses are going to not only want to get their BSN and not stop at that, but are able to get their BSN in higher degrees.
Thank you, Dr. Sinise and Dr. Robinson, for your time and insight. To learn more about Capella's nursing programs for employers, please visit www.nursingtrack8020.com. That's www.nursingtrack8020.com. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at mgreen@beckershealthcare.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.